The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Aaron Gordon tonight, the start, he got us off to attack mode, just relentless. When he plays with that attack mindset, he's a hell of a player. And Jamal, man, like it was, he got going. He found that rhythm shooting into a big basket. So complete team win. Bruce off the bench was really good as well. But the third quarter, yeah, we'll watch some film, clean all that up. But to regroup, to win with our defense in the fourth was fun to watch.
So Michael Malone, and yes, cue the music, Michael Malone's Nuggets blew a halftime lead. They were up by, 14 at the half. They get outscored 38-22 in the third quarter, but rally and clamp down on the Thunder, 29-15 in the fourth. They go on to win 122-110. I got a text from a guy yesterday at halftime, or third quarter. And your boy Michael Malone just sits on his butt while we blow another big lead. So typical. Yawn. And you said this yesterday in passing. You can't play a complete 48 minutes in basketball. It just doesn't happen.
No.
It's a game of runs. They're going to happen. So, yeah, it's not a good look that you blow a big lead in the third quarter. But who cares? As long as you have the mental fortitude and good coaching to take care of business in the fourth quarter when it matters most. Who cares?
I love how the coach is just supposed to call timeout as soon as you give up a run of 6 points and you say, oh, timeout. We can't. Like, well, let me go coach something. Sometimes, you know what you got to let players do? Figure it out. Sometimes players have to figure it out. And sometimes you're challenging your captains, you're challenging your players to be better. Like, that's you know, you do realize that's part of coaching as well, right? To let them take control of the team. Your team will never be good until your players take ownership of your team, until it becomes their team. And that's one thing that people don't understand about professional sports in general. I've said this before, and I'll say it a million times over. You know, we went back-to-back championships. You realize that Mike Shanahan never made one tackle. He never threw one block, right? He never had one catch. He never threw one pass. Ultimately, it becomes the players' team. Championship teams, those players take responsibility for the team. And you have to let that cultivate. You have to let them learn how to do that. So that's part of it, too. Not just as soon as we lose, you know, as soon as a run happens, we call timeout and we panic. That's simple. That's oversimplifying Michael Malone's job, in my opinion.
Speaking of champions, next on the Morning Brew.
I like the salmon soup a lot and the reindeer. That's popular and it's good. Yeah, really good.
Okay, Nathan McKinnon on what the Avs have been eating in Finland this week, reindeer. Excuse my ignorance, but do reindeer populate anywhere in Alaska that you're aware of?
Reindeer?
Is that completely Arctic Circle type stuff?
I think probably we get some deer and reindeer.
Have you ever had reindeer?
Reindeer? No, I mean, Santa can't be happy right now with people.
I thought the same thing.
Like Santa's like, hey, need a new reindeer to guide my sleigh tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, you guys ate him. He was on my list of potential replacements for Rudolph. And next thing I know, you guys are, the Avalanche are chowing down. When you get coal in your stocking, don't come crying to me. That's all I got to say. You know what sounds really good is salmon soup. No, thank you. I'll pass.
My guess is everybody's very fit in Finland.
Right.
Eating salmon soup and reindeer. Anyway, the Avalanche playing in the Global Series in Finland today at noon.
Oh, great.
Today at noon, our time.
Noon Denver time.
Noon
so
Denver
2 o'clock
time.
My time.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I will be over at Commander's Park. Wow. I wonder if they call it Commander Park anymore.
Ooh. Maybe you can ask them to to put it on the TVs out there.
Yeah, I don't.
Hey, listen, I got to keep an eye on the Avs playing.
I wonder
the Blue
if I'll
Jackets.
Bump into Daniel Snyder. No, probably not. He's not allowed in the building.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Center field. McCormick on the move. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Makes the grab. Tez McCormick. Two gone in the ninth.
Fox there with the call as the Astros beat the Phillies again 3-2 to take a commanding 3-2 lead in the World Series. Heading back to Houston, your boy Verlander battled. Yeah. Through five innings, pitched well, and you know that old saying, it is true, it's a stereotype, but it's true, that momentum in baseball is only as good as tomorrow's starting pitcher.
Right.
So the other night when the Phillies banged out, what was it, five home runs to tie a World Series record, they were flying high, and twice during the game, the fans in Philly created a seismic event, and then the next 2 days, Houston pitching just shut them down. Get ready to bang the trash cans. It looks like Houston's going to win the World Series.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. I mean, it's going to be hard to go for Philly to go into Houston and win back-to-back games. That's going to be a very difficult thing to do. I was really happy for Verlander. And it's just amazing. Coming off Tommy John surgery at almost 40, he's 39 years old. And just, I mean, one, he's got, he quit throwing his change. And he had a plus, like, he had a plus-plus change. He just quit throwing it. He throws his fastball, his slider, and his curveball. Those are the three pitches he lives on. And I'm watching him in the fifth throwing 98-mile-an-hour cheese. Heaters up in the zone. Like, I'm just like, dude, he's just a freak. Guy is an absolute freak show.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I can't say enough about this city and its fans and the way that we traveled. And, man, I tried to say a thank you to as many of them as I possibly could. I'd love to have a drink or high-five every one of them. But, obviously, there's too many of them in the stands for me to do that. So I said thank you to as many of them, but thank you. Thank you, Philly fans. Thank you, everybody in attendance. Thank you for the support. Unbelievable.
Eagles Nation out supporting Nick Sirianni's bunch yesterday in Houston. Philly, Houston in baseball. Philly, Houston in football. Philly got the win in this one as they beat the Texans 29-17. 8-0 now for Philly. Mark, at what point do we start talking about the possibility of undefeated for Philly? Their schedule's not exactly crazy daunting. They have Washington at home, then at Indy, home against Green Bay, home against Tennessee, then a 3-game road trip at the Giants, at Chicago, at Dallas, home against New Orleans, home against New York. Is 17-0 a possibility that you're at least maybe beginning to entertain with these guys?
No. Not for me, no. And you're right, their schedule is not that daunting. I will tell you this. Be careful. Washington's playing really good football right now. Now, they're not blowing people out by any stretch of the imagination. But defensively, their front seven, especially their front four, they can play. Like, they've got a really strong defensive line. They're running the ball really well. Heinicke, dude, you can see what Heinicke brings. He just brings energy. This is a different team. Carson Wentz. You want to talk about a washed quarterback? I'll give you that. That's one quarter. I'll give you washed on that.
Super duper bad.
Oh, I don't even want to take credit for that one. That's just too easy.
But you can't take credit for any of them because you're wrong on all the others. But that one, I'm just sliding you. Take a little victory.
Take
your
W.
So many L's. Just every now and then, when I give you something, right? When I give you a gift, just accept the gift.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.